Look, for years Freemasonry has been preventing Turkey becoming a superstate. Otherwise, the Turkish Islamic Union would have been established a long time ago. They have also prevented the Turkish Union. They prevented industrialization in Turkey. They instigated terror in the country. Turkey was on the point of vanishing completely in the run-up to the military coup on the 12th September 1980. But God used his own vehicle, and Turkey was saved at the last minute. These things cannot exist without Masonry. People will never become engaged in such things for no reason. Developments of this kind are impossible without a major force without them. We have to identify Satan's hiding place if these are to be put a stop to. Freemasonry draws its inspiration from Freemasonry. They act in the light of Satan's commands. There will be terrible violence if these things are not revealed and exposed. After I exposed Freemasonry, it lost much of its strength in Turkey. Darwinism also lost much of its strength in Turkey after I exposed it for what it is. In other words, had I not eliminated it, Turkey would by now be in a dreadful state. Freemasons could have obtained huge results. Under the name of Turkism, they went and committed immorality and other disgraces in the Turkish states. They put the nation off the idea of Turkish Union, and that was a ruse and Masonic stratagem. Although they were communists, they described themselves as nationalists, and they have been engaged in this ruse for the last 170 years. It is a secret, communist, deep state organization that began in the time of Mahmud II, an atheist communist organization. It got strong during the time of Marx and Hegel and became even more extreme after Darwin's revolution. It worked its way well inside the state and became a broad organization there. They are responsible for thousands of unsolved killings of our citizens. They opposed our prime ministers and attempted to assassinate our presidents and ignorantly imagined they could pose a challenge with their ignorant minds. But the Turkish state does not permit challenges to itself. It was patient and did that was required and will bring the matter to a conclusion. Things are going very well. Minority, but they brought them all under control. The leaders of Islamic countries, not all, but of most Islamic countries, are under the control of atheist Zionists by way of the Freemasons. The president is a Mason, for instance, and the prime minister and the other ministers. That is how it is in many countries outside Turkey. They are very careful when it comes to division, careful that division should continue and that there should be no union. For example, the leaders of many Islamic countries are taking measures to ensure there should be no Turkish Islamic Union. They say that is the last thing they want and strongly avoid it. The fragmentation of Islamic countries is the greatest weapon in Israel's hands.